Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What you doing? Fruitcake. What's a banana?
Fruitcake.
What's your oh, no, that's not. We're doing that later.
We
right?
do that later. Now, you know that's Fred Schneider who sings that song, right? From the B-52s?
Who's Fred Schneider?
The lead singer of the B-52s.
Isn't he...
Oh, what you wanting?
Yeah, is no, he's
passed?
Alive. He's well.
Oh,
he did that. Was he was the lead singer of the Superiors? Of
if
course, he was.
You see me in the thing in the tin roof, that Linton things in the love shack.
And also, don't forget his great splinter band, Fred Schneider and the Shake Society.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus, how do you know things like this?
Well, he did the song.
How
Monster.
Do you know that? What
he did this? It was there's a monster in my pants. It's a great novelty record.
There's a monster in my pants, and he's up on the roof, and we're going to have a big time getting busted. Tin roof rusted. If you see me downtown by the love shack, or whatever the words are.
You need to remember your jukebox money.
So hurry up and bring your jukebox money. The love shack.
That you know, song pop was records. On MTV.
Always.
I mean, really,
wow.
Pop records. Who can figure that out, you know?
If you see me, I got me a Chrysler, and it's as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail. Come on, hot girls, sing in back of me,
because
I'm not a threat to you.
Come on, old hot women.
Come on, old hot women.
65-year-old Kate Pearson.
If you see me. Because the love shack is where we're going to go down, and you're going to make love, and I'm not because I'm gay. I can't possibly make love to the two girls, or maybe I can. Maybe I'm having a bisexual moment.
Don't forget.
And we're all down here at the love shack
don't
with the tin roof.
Don't forget your jukebox money.
And don't forget to bring your jukebox money.
Good afternoon. Right. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is,
and it's time for our mailbag because it's all about you.
Now,
this obviously was not the airline that experienced turbulence coming across the country last night. Sorry about that. It's all about you, everybody.
Let's get right to our birthdays for Wednesday. And by the way, Rob, time to solicit if you would like to get your correspondence on the weekly mailbag, which we do on Wednesdays now.
Yes.
Please send it to Rob at Tin Roof Rusted.
No, Rob at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget the two B's in Rob. Okay.
Very good. All right, here's the mailbag today. Happy 17th birthday to the Hodgson twins, Robbie and Abby.
Robbie and Abby, the Hodgson's twins.
Right.
They're part of that perfect family we met at Hooters. Oh, I remember Barbie in Fort Myers.
That, yeah, right.
Fort Myers Beach, the family with the box mom.
Whoa.
Rob wrote that.
I
read it.
It's an ad lib.
The family with the box mom. Yeah. That could be a sitcom. Hey, Saturday night on ABC, it's the family with the box mom.
Hey, you know who could be the next door neighbor is Fred Schneider from the B-52s.
If you see the box mom and she's watering her garden and she's outside with a big garden hose.
Rob has a new favorite impression, and I will be, you'll be so burned out of that by the end of this show.
I guarantee it.
Alex A. of, now why the initial, I'm not sure, of Bel Air, Maryland, is a lawyer. Well, there we go.
Yes, of course.
And he has a birthday this weekend. Not very specific. He seems to be afeared. Yes, not very specific at all, but that's all his buddy Johnny Hicks revealed. By the way, Johnny Hicks sounds more like a client than his friend. Am I right, fellas?
Johnny Hicks!
Johnny Hicks, do you plead guilty, Johnny Hicks?
Johnny Hicks!
Yeah, you did it, huh? Frank Martin just turned a nifty 50, and he feels like we are all his friends.
Aww.
Well, Frank, I have to tell you, don't get happy. Moving right along, happy birthday, Anne Hayes.
Anne Hayes!
Ann Hayes from your special friend Dan in Chico.
Ooh.
Special friend. Yeah. What that means.
Love making.
Maybe they'll go to the Love Shack.
Today is the big day that Elizabeth Kane turns 40. Hope nobody has a mutiny at her house. That's a Kane mutiny literary movie.
I'm with you.
40 and aging as gracefully as a bottle of Cameron Hughes wine.
Oh.
Happy birthday, m'lady. Griffin Wood and his 11-year-old son, Caleb, both have December birthdays and would love some happy birthday greetings from the gingerbread man in broken Spanish.
It's Griffin and who?
Caleb.
It's Griffin and his son, Caleb.
Oh, perfect.
He's been eating pumpkin bread from Mac.
Yes, he has.
Hi, Griffin. ¿Cómo estás, Caleb? Feliz cumpleaños and happy birthday to you both.
There we go. Thank you.
Did not disappoint.
I don't know why we laugh at that, but we do every time.
Peter Bateman
Would like us to wish his son a happy 15th birthday. His birthday is on the 18th. His name is Patrick. Is his son
my God.
Named Patrick?
Yes, and he is named Patrick Bateman.
And, and his son was 15, so he came out. He was born before the movie.
What I was hoping is that you might, since we so rarely have a jingle for a listener, I was wondering if you would talk up a record for Patrick Bateman.
Okay.
Will you do that? All
right. Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
Patrick Bateman, WLS.
Hey, Patrick, can I ask you something? Do you like Huey Lewis? His early work was a conglomeration of wonderful tunage. But Patrick, you've got the same name as me, and that's really irritating me, and that's why I've got this stainless steel axe!
Thank you, Patrick. That was just a joke if you've seen the movie.
I love it.
Otherwise, you might be traumatized. Time to get to the letters right now.
Please.
Dave Richardson writes, I'm a week behind on TMOS podcast, but is there any chance that any Eddie Money will be calling in this holiday season to wish some peace in our time?
Absolutely not.
You'd have to
not.
Ask Rob.
No, there's no chance of that. We don't have any connection with Eddie Money anymore. He's not promoting that record anymore.
You heard that. Sorry, sir.
Sorry, buddy.
About that. We apologize.
Yes.
I'm just waiting for Rob to play it.
No, go to the next letter.
Okay. Gentlemen, well, hello there.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, hold on.
The phone is
ringing. The phone's ringing now that I've moved on. The phone is ringing. Let's answer that and see who's there. Hello.
Hi, this is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. Wishing you and yours a very, very happy holiday and some peace in our time for the new year.
Yeah. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for promoting that record.
Here's the song. It's a great song.
Peace in our time. Eddie Money, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoy. It's a nice, long, horrible, one-note intro. It was not a hit, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
He wanted it to be.
Oh, he tried.
Yeah. How strong is love supposed Let's be honest, it's not Two Tickets to Paradise.
No, it's not.
Thank you. Let's move on.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, well, hello there. I just realized something. There are days of Christmas shopping that we miss due to the weekend.
True.
I don't get it.
That because on the weekend we don't do a podcast.
Can you turn your send or your volume up, Rob? You sound a million miles away.
Yeah. Sure. Where are you?
On the weekends, since we don't do a show.
Rob, seriously, sometimes for a guy that does it every day. Rob's mic technique sometimes is Radio 101. And that really, when I was talking, he's like,
well, Mike, there was a time when I actually thought there some. Do you forget because you get all wound up? Do you forget?
I'm lazy is the problem.
Well, is that what it is? You don't want to reach and change it or
No, I think what it is that I have spent a career of being in the background.
Okay.
That's fair. Right. That's fair.
I really have.
That's fair.
All right.
But the guy's concern is that when we don't do a podcast on the weekend, there's no one to announce to him how many days of Christmas shopping there are.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean you're going to do three on Friday?
Nope.
Okay, very good.
I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, dear. Hold on. Somebody's calling right now.
Yeah.
Hello?
Merry Christmas, groovy listeners. This is Smokey Robinson.
Oh, my God.
Have a super happy Christmas and a most successful coming year.
Thank God we still get to do
Smokey.
This. I swear to God. How do we dare know how many days of shopping are left when we can't hear the countdown over the weekend? Would it be possible to upload this Saturday and Sunday's number
so that we can know for sure?
If not, we'll be sorry. Hold on. Phone's ringing again. Let's get that. Hello?
Oh, look who it is!
Oh, it's the guy again. Here he comes. All right.
8 days.
Here's the smoker from the 60s or the 50s.
40s.
Or maybe the 40s, really. Hello there. How are you?
Hi. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
You better hurry up or...
You'll be sorry!
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
You know what? At this point, it's not too late. No. It's still early.
No, you still got time.
It's still early.
You still
do. Thanks for liking that so much, Scott Spindler, and encouraging Rob. Hello, boys. The next letter. I just received my Harry's Winston kit, and I used it to get ready for a party this evening. It is awesome. Sounds like the guy hasn't shaved in 5 years.
I know. Getting ready for a party.
Until that Harry's package came, the guy looked like a Grizzly Adams. Let me know if you would like me to write a testimonial letter singing its praises. Well, it's not a testimonial if you ask us to tell you to write it.
And also the thing
you
is...
You hump.
Hump, he's writing a letter right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is a testimonial letter.
There is something special about the Winston set. When you pop, because I ordered it for my
it's
fam.
It's great, yeah.
When you pop it open, it looks like it's worth $150.
It does.
It's wonderful.
When you pop it, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, Oscar, Joe Kerrigan says he'd be happy to rant and rave about its awesomeness in print. Well, Joe, I think you've already done that.
Yes.
Joe, are you the kind of guy, the turkey's ready. Does anyone want to eat some for Thanksgiving? Anyway, thank you. Moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Rofo, and Pony Boy, let me get to that letter as soon as I answer this quick phone call right here. Hello.
Hi, this is Michael Bolton wishing you all the very best this holiday season.
They're all coming out.
Yeah. Coming new year.
Okay,
everyone's
very good.
Calling.
Well, it's the time of the year for the calls, yeah.
I watched the Beverly Hills Housewives, and Michael Bolton stole Harry Hamlin's ex-wife, and that's when Harry Hamlin met Lisa Rinna, and so Lisa Rinna saw Michael Bolton out years later and said, thank you for stealing his wife, because now I've got a great marriage and these beautiful children. So Lisa had the... Hold on, we're getting another phone call that's coming in right now. Hello?
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kenny.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Rofo, and Ponyboy, I've always felt a special bond with Mike.
Oh, that's nice.
I am from Connecticut. I have two daughters. I have irritable bowel syndrome. That's great.
Come back, Mike. Come back.
And I once spent a Christmas in a Florida bar eating Toll House cookie crumbs sent from home.
That's nice.
As I listen to Mike's tales of woe, no friends, dissed by the neighbors, and small dog hassles, I had an idea. Why not get listeners to share their holiday with the O'Maras?
This is a great
no,
idea.
No, this is not
this
going
is a,
well.
Like a fireside chat,
this
but with
is
you,
not going Dad. Well. No. By the way, my daughter arrives Friday. My mother-in-law comes in on the weekend.
Oh, they can run production.
Yes,
we're
exactly.
We're going to have a full house.
They could do celebrity walk-off.
Yeah, she could hold the mic.
Sure.
So Kim, the idea person, says we could FaceTime with them at your holiday gatherings and talk fishing and health issues with Mike and keep him busy so Carla can get a break without having to drive 1,000 miles.
Yeah, that's very thoughtful, isn't it?
Just a thought. Merry Christmas to all of you. Please have a healthy and happy New Year. Thanks, Kim.
This guy rules.
Thank you. You rule, Kim. Might as well take another phone call. Hello, Mike.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett wishing you the best in the holiday season and the coming new year.
Hey, Tony Bennett. Yes, sir. Rocking around the Christmas tree, baby. All right, and our final letter says, dear friends, so it has been quite the Amazon year. All through TMOS have a peak. All through TMOS.
It has been quite the Amazon year.
I didn't see the period. Let me start again. All right. Dear friends, so... it has been quite the Amazon year. All through TMOS. Have a peek into my life. In calendar year 2014, I have purchased aftershave, running tights, GPS watch, running face mask, running gloves, Rain-X, we live in Oregon, microwave cookware, shoehorn, humidifier, exactly 25 books, a bathroom organizer, wool hat, slippers, iPhone case, robe, moisturizer, protein powder, shoe polish, car air fresheners, hair cream, crossword puzzle magazine subscription, floor wax, light bulbs, fish tank kit, smoking chips, refrigerator, water filters, smoker pox, smoker box.
Smoker box.
Smoker pox is what those bumps you get when you smoke too much.
That's right.
Patty hose for my wife, really. Barbecue pots, water socks, sweater boxes, camping air pad, sheets, iPod speakers, tie rack. Rob, did you think I would do it in the voice of Paul Butterfield?
I didn't. I thought you would get through it as fast as you could, though.
It's even better now.
Tie rack, even AK.
cables, cowboy decor, burlap fabric, steak knives, dental floss, toenail clippers, workout shirts, horse caddy. I don't know what the hose caddy. Razor blades, climbing hooks, hand sanitizer, water crystals, garlic press, spray bottles, garden hose, window cleaning kit, a flashlight, dental mirror, lip balm, Altoid, silverware, induction cooktop, bicycle chain lube, iPad case, water bottles, lettuce crisper, headphones, and that's not all. Cat toys, mileage log, headphones, headphone pads, that's still not all. Anti-aging treatment, dark spot corrector, and exactly one Justin Timberlake DVD. That's all. Keep up the amazing podcast. I never miss a day. Warmly, Dean Gustafson. And Dean gets the fruitcake for the best letter of the day.
He shall get one. Ooh.
Yes. P.S. Now, Rob, start the show, you hump. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
She said I'm cute. Ha ha!
For crying out loud!
No. What's this nonsense here, Bucks? After all, yeah!
I'm an a-hole.
All right, now, Yannings, back to practice.
I'm a dick.
Oh, no, not you.
I'd
you
be fired.
You better go home with your folks.
From now on, gang, coach.
We won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
I'm not a deer hunter.
Halt! Who goes there?
Us, of course. Who'd you think?
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay. Who, may I ask, are you?
We're Rudolph and Hermie and Yukon Cornelius, sir. Who are you?
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys.
At Jack in the Box for a sentry?
Yes, my name is...
Don't tell me. Jack.
No, Charlie. That's why I'm a misfit toy. My name is all wrong. No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
It's a really nice day at the podcast. And we're all what?
I was wondering, do you think Charlie in the Box has any jukebox money?
Hurry up and bring your jukebox money. I've got me a Chrysler. And it's as big as a whale. Live from the Cappy Fiber Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over $26 million.
Yes, in cash and prizes.
Heard daily at MikeOMaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the Heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, it's like looking in a mirror sometimes. He's 6'5", 320 pounds, number 68 at outside linebacker, Brandon Scherff.
Brandon Scherff, outside linebacker, doesn't have to scherff the web for dad ass. He gets laid all the time, allegedly.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why?
Because they get it. Big changes in the O'Mara household last night.
Huh?
Carla said to me, where's the controller for our sleep number bed? I said, it's over on my nightstand. We've got one controller that is the dual layer technology that controls both sides of the bed. And Carla went down from an 85 to a 65 last night.
What?
And
what?
It's like she's discovered it. It's like she's discovered a new level of comfort, and she woke up feeling incredibly refreshed today. That just shows you never can tell when you might want to adjust that little sleep number and make your bed even better for you.
Yeah, solid. That's great. But you know what? This is a game changer.
It is breaking news.
It is.
Yes. Now the all-new sleep number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology. Every morning it tells me what affects my sleep and how I can sleep my best. It's amazing. I love my sleep number bed. My mom loves hers, and you're going to love hers. My sleep number setting is now a 70. I turned mine down to a 70 last night.
My life has turned upside down. I mean, everything has changed.
Carlos is a 65. See why Sleep Number was named best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. And right now.
When?
Right now. You can save $300 on their most popular beds. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-51-100061. Wait.
Let me give you that number again.
Yeah, please.
That number is 800-511-0061. That's 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Yay! Too.
Update. You know, earlier in the week, because I don't have a filter, I bitched very loudly about the fact that my neighbors had had a Sunday party and
yes.
we weren't invited to it. Well,
and you were bitter. And then you know what? The best part about it, not the best part, perhaps the most blatant slap to the face is that someone came to your door.
Yes.
And thinking your house is where the party was.
Right.
And then you had to say, there's no party here.
Well, I remember saying to Carla, go out, check the cars, see how many. There was not a tremendous amount of cars out there. And it turned out that Howard called me after we called him on the show on Monday.
Yes.
Howard, my next door neighbor.
Uh-oh.
No, Stern.
And so Howard, hi, Mike. This is Howard Stern.
I invented parties.
Yes, I invented the parties. All right. I've seen it all. Done it all. Been there.
What's Howard your neighbor's last name?
Right about the time your career was starting to maybe show some traction, I took all the money and raised. Anyway, what were you saying about the neighbors?
Well, what's your neighbor's last name?
Well, I'm not going to mention your last name.
Mike, you know, I don't know if it would advance the story. Do you have his social security number?
We won't be sharing that. However, I had said that, you know, we were depressed and it was very down. Well, here's what it is. And Howard didn't even miss one beat. I said, Howard, we were going to call you. Howard and I have been friends for a long time, so I have no problem. And he knows what I do. He knows what I do for a living. And so I lay it right out there to him. I said, Howard, sorry I didn't get back to you. We called you on the show. And he starts. He gets a little smile. I said, yeah, we were going to call. I was calling to ask why we weren't invited to your Christmas party. And
wow.
He immediately smiles and shakes his head. Now I can do that with Howard.
You're good. I like your tact.
And is he a year rounder or is he a snowbird?
Oh, he's a year rounder forever. He's been here for longer than I have.
You're using the bright lights of show business.
Yep.
Yes.
To get an answer out of
mm-hmm.
Yes. But I didn't pull any punches. I said, we called you. We were going to embarrass. I said, how are we going to embarrass you on the show? Because you have a party. Said, Mike, that's my Sunday golf group. That came over. So this is his group that he plays every Sunday.
Another group you're not part of.
Another group I'm not part of. Yeah, that's right. And
he snubbed you without snubbing you.
Yeah.
Hey, but then he had a funny line. He said, but Mike, you should have called me. Then I could have talked about the fact that we're 3 feet apart. Our houses are that close together. And I'm putting up a 12-foot fence.
I like this guy.
And then at one point he called me an a-hole. It was very sweet. And he also said this. And this actually made me feel quite well. He said, if we were having a regular Christmas party, you would have been the first person on the list.
Oh,
isn't
really?
That nice?
That's very nice.
That's very nice. Now, listen, we've been out. I've been out over the years socially with them before.
You just got snowballed.
No.
I know.
The regular Christmas party, it was a double secret probation crew. But if we're getting a special double secret probation crew together, then you would be invited.
Oscar,
now,
you cannot pick a scab that isn't there.
Here's the thing.
This
I
is
get
solved.
It. I get it just like I want people to get the show. I get the deal. I get the fact that they have their little group. It was small. It was a small little golf group. It was their regular little.
Not okay,
they,
in my
where
book,
they talked
man.
To,
no, they're allowed.
That?
It's you're guaranteed you're in the First Amendment.
Hold on, Oscar, wait a minute. I don't want to
man.
Shoehorn. I don't want to. Are we having our first Christmas fight? You better get the music out, Rob.
Okay.
You better get the music out because, you know, I get tired of what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to diffuse the situation and trying to make a little bit more of a more pleasant holiday atmosphere for the people that listen to this show and also trying to coexist in a brand new neighborhood where I'm trying to when I'm trying to leave here, and I've got people that are screwing with me, including Oscar Santana, and I think that's bull.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Thank you.
Okay,
Andy Williams,
Rob, and I need you just a hair because I asked you to turn it up before.
A little less.
Just to turn it down a little.
You
less.
Got it.
You would think, frankly, after about 10 years, 15, 20 years, 30 years, Rob would have some slight idea of what's coming through his headphones going out over the air. But obviously, you haven't been doing this a long enough time, Rob. That's the way it works. You think during the holidays you could focus a little bit? Is that possible?
I think, Mike, you know what? The problem here is that you are alone, you are old, you are far away from those that love you. So Merry Christmas!
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Matt, can I ask you a favor, please?
Sure.
Right, this is a directive.
Matt, by the way, his
going
pants are
to...
off. He's got lotion. He's ready to apply to his body.
Yeah, he's
like,
ready.
You know
to
go. So excited for this.
So the fact is, you know, I think Oscar, Mac, would be able to focus on the show a little bit better if you didn't bring in pumpkin bread when we're trying to do a broadcast. I want you to be a professional.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That was by request, actually. We had a listener that
a lot of people dig that bit. They
a
do.
Lot of fun.
It's one of the old bits.
Probably
could
have heard that song at Howard's house. But,
no.
That didn't happen.
You know, I thought I'd change the subject, but obviously you don't want to change the subject. So I'll make you happy, okay? The fact is, no one's inviting us to anything. No one likes us, and Christmas can go straight to hell.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I still... Apparently, there is one party that is a neighborhood-wide party, but she doesn't invite everybody in the neighborhood.
Why is this?
I don't know.
Estelle's party?
Now, I don't know this
Estelle,
person that well.
Estelle, are you listening, you piggy?
Estelle, you piggy! So that is one. I only see this lady incredibly sporadically.
Right.
And if I see her before Christmas Eve, I will drop a hint.
Yeah,
I will
let her
drop
know. That's
a hint.
Are you going to drop a hint? What? That she's an ass?
No, I will drop a hint like going, hey, I hear you. No, I don't care. You see, I really don't care. I don't care if I'm ostracized. So I'll
I don't know. Mike, you.
Mike, you got it.
Yesterday, you cared.
You cared a
you
lot.
You cared.
2 days
well,
ago, you
here's
really
what I'll
I
do.
Mean, you can
when
put
I,
on your brave big boy pants, but you care.
Right. When I see her walking by, I'll be going, hey, nice dog. What a beautiful dog. Aren't dogs great to have during Christmas when people go to parties like the one you're going to have? Thank you very much.
That's very subtle, and
or
that'll work.
You invite yourself and say, hey, what should I bring to the holiday party this year?
That's the worst way to do it. That's the worst
I was
way
thinking
to do
of
it.
Coming to your house and bringing a batch of my famous sausage balls. What time is that again?
Yeah, hi, I'm Carl Schwetti. Nice to see you. Thank you. We will take a little break, and we're going to talk about Christmas again because I want to find out if Oscar really did order my golf bag or if he is done ordering because the one he showed online looked a little cheap. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
fruitcake.
That's right, fruitcake. And not just any fruitcake, a Rob Spiewak signature fruitcake. And the only place you can get one is right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just email us at fruitcake@mikeomaraShow.com. We'll award a fruitcake every day, right on up to Christmas Eve. It's the Mike O'Mara Show 12 Days of Fruitcake Progressive Jackpot Sweepstakes. Just make sure to include your phone number and the reason why you should win. It's that easy. So get to writing. Before long, we may be calling you to tell you
Merry Christmas to you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Al Roker. This segment of the program is brought to you by Mack Weldon.
Yes.
Men's underwear has been basically the same for a half century, but now it's time to change your underwear.
Yes, do it.
The guys at MackWeldon.com have revolutionized men's underwear. You've got to feel it to believe it. Undershirts that stay tucked in, won't bunch up, and are cut so they won't show under your button shirt. The perfect underwear for guys that are trying to keep it tight, Oscar.
Absolutely.
Santana.
I talked about it before. I'll talk about it again. Engineered for a guy that's either going to go work out or just hang out all day. I've been using the same type of underwear for years now. I've made the switch to Mack Weldon. They are simply the best.
And I am a socks aficionado, and you know that. Anybody that's come to our live shows knows I love me the socks. Mack Weldon has the best socks in town. They have great multi-packs and starter kits. Order it and give it a try. If you're not impressed, Mack Weldon will send you another size or a refund you keep the pair you tried on.
Amazing.
Forget crowded department stores and waiting for special sales. Just visit MackWeldon.com. Buy more, save more. Remember that name, MackWeldon.com. MackWeldon.com. Let me spell it the right way. I'm having fun today.
Mike, I thought it was a great save.
MackWeldon.com. MackWeldon.com. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yesterday we were talking about Christmas. I am here to tell you that Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, your Christmas shopping is complete. Nothing will be coming to the studio.
Oh,
it's
excellent.
It'll be coming to both of your homes. It was ordered this morning. And
We have to wait, though.
I'm giving you both the gift of literature.
Oh, I love excellent. To read.
I've been thinking about learning how to read. And this
Rob, there's one that I'm worried about for you. You have so much. Rob gets everything he wants, by the way.
Yes.
So he's very hard to shop for because he literally, anything, any hobby he has, the world knows it. Everybody knows every inch of it.
There's no one else on this show that's hard to shop for.
That's right. But you do get everything you want.
You get it.
But you know what? Like a little brat boy that you are.
But you're hard to shop for as well, Mike, and you always have been.
Well, I came out yesterday and told you guys that you don't need to get me a gift.
Which is good for us in the long run. I had to return a couple things.
And then Oscar put up a picture of, actually in the wee hours of the morning. Oscar, I check out, when Oscar puts a post up, I check the hours. And I get up at about 7 o'clock this morning, and I look, and Oscar has put up a picture of my golf bag, the design for my golf bag. And it was put up like 5 hours
ago. See, I monkeyed with the design last night, too. What, did you go with black with red piping, by any chance?
I didn't go with the red piping. It took me some time because I really want when you're on the links, I want people to look back. Damn, that guy must be sponsored
at that ass. Yes.
Here it is. it's going to be in a golf cart. So if it's on the side, just on the side, it's not going to be seen. It's got to be on the back.
It's on every angle.
Yeah,
that's just one side.
Is it silk screened or embroidered?
It's embroidered.
Oh, okay, I'm done. Yeah, that's it. Then you got the right.
It's on every side.
Wow,
that's cool. Do you like that angle though?
Do I like the angle on the bag itself?
Yeah, because I went to the Titleist page.
Can you bring
page.
It up? Can you bring it up?
I went to the Titleist page and I was like, okay, what are they doing there? I was going to play with their fonts and I said, well, let's go with the staple Michael Marischal logo.
I loved when Henry Winkler played the fonts.
And then I went on Photoshop and I tried different sizes and
Max brought it up. Max got it up there. Is that our bag right there?
Yeah, that's a bag. From
oh, show it to Rob.
Max, can you turn around your 90,000-year-old computer?
You know what? There it is.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Ooh.
That is really nice.
Pretty good.
You know what? The white piping is a good call.
Yeah. White piping was a little old school. A little Caddyshack.
Mike, it also includes a beer dispenser like Rodney's bag.
That's wonderful. Hey, Judge. Hey, take a look at that.
Al Cervic.
So that means that technically now we're all done.
Delivery, though, for this guy is February, March. They got a big window.
What?
Yeah.
Because of the embroidery.
Yeah, the customization.
Takes a long time.
Yeah.
You can't do better than that?
No, that's all they offer, man. I don't make the rules.
Well, that one website offers that.
They have X number of little children sewing, and they can't expand on this.
Well, I will send you the site.
I've seen the machines they use.
This is the best on the web rated company for this type of work.
Could you expedite the order if you sent them a little extra jukebox money?
They don't have that option.
I've got me a golf bag, and it's ready to go, and it's not going to wait till March or April.
February.
The bottom line is
February, March.
Okay.
Quality, Mike. You can't put a price
on it. It's a tour bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice bag.
It's a very, very nice bag.
Yeah. Mike O'Mara's bag.
So you've got every angle, and I'll send you a full mock-up.
He's nuts. He's at the Christmas table.
Did he have anything to do with it? No.
I designed a bag last night.
Where is it?
I didn't bring it in, but I have the website. I was going to show it to you. I can tell you what.
Do you have a record of it?
I can tell you what the site is.
Oscar got on him and put a picture up.
Exactly.
What did you do?
What did I do? I prepared today's program.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Thank you. The truth came out and dug it out.
I guess 3 hours ago, I was sitting there just taking a dump.
No.
All right.
I was doing things. I had to mail the fruitcakes and all. It was a busy day.
Okay.
So you didn't do anything.
No,
you didn't
I
do
did.
Anything. You're lying.
I'm not lying at
you're
all.
Lying. What you're did, lying. What you did always you lie. Cue the music again. You're lying. Of course you're lying. You didn't do a thing because it wasn't for yourself.
Now, hold on a second. I'm going to find the website that I actually went to.
He's obsessed. You did it on your phone? How are you going to do it on your phone?
No, I have the website in
where's
here.
Where's the website for cheapestusedgolfbags.com?
All right. No. You know what I did last night, Mike? I made plans to burn your house down. And because
Rob,
I'm a clever guy, if we're having this legitimate fight,
pay attention. We have to play the Christmas music when you're doing that, for God's sake. You didn't do a damn thing. You know you didn't. And we're supposed to go back and forth.
No. I was there and I was designing your gift.
It's the most wonderful time.
That's the best one right there. Love when it. It's back and forth.
But no, really, there was a site, and I do have it bookmarked at home, and I designed it black
there
with red
There was a
piping.
Site that, and Bingo was his name.
And I put red piping on it, but although I prefer the white piping, I think you did a great job.
I appreciate that.
Of course he prefers the white piping.
I'll send you a full mock-up before I hit order, but that's a timeline, and you'll be able to see it and everything. All right? Yeah.
All right, let me ask
and
you
sign
this.
Off
now,
on
now,
it.
Now that it's getting real, do you think it's jive?
No, I don't.
Here.
No.
Do you think it's jive for me to do that?
We need your we need the people that are on the links to know you're an important guy.
That's right.
And most people either they're either sponsored or they're moneyed or they're now DJs that have bags like this. You're not least, moneyed.
I
you're
think
not
if
sponsored,
I have that on the back
DJ.
Of my golf bag, people will at least ask what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, Mike, keep in mind you're going to save a fortune. You're not going to need a name tag because your name is already on the bag. You know, drop in any mailbox, it'll come right to you.
What's also great, Mike, okay, is Rob, that they ask you if you have the right to use the logo you're going to put on the bag.
What did you say?
So I said yes, but then I, as a joke, I got all these other corporate logos, and I mocked it up to put like Google on top of it.
Hey, Oscar,
Apple,
can you? Hey, you know what? And you know what I was thinking?
Yes.
I should have some Pro V1X golf balls to hand out to people, too, so that
with the show logo
on
them. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Can you get 1,000 of those?
This is pretty pricey as it is, Mike.
You know, the weird thing is
ever stitching.
They get cheaper. They get cheaper at 1,000, so it would be a shame to buy any less.
Yeah. Can you throw some golf balls in there?
You know what I think?
I don't know how to put the logo of the show. I do it myself, but I don't know
but
how
I
to
think
do it.
What about if we got... I think the logo of any company on the ball is hacky.
Now, what I think would be great is if we got him a couple dozen Pro V1 golf balls and a Sharpie. That way, you could autograph the ball and say, here.
Yeah. All right.
Say, here's a little something for you.
You're not taking
this
seriously.
Do you ever see guys on the links with their Sam Adams balls they got
Lowe's.
The Lowe's balls they got at the Lowe's shop or whatever it may be? Do you ever see guys with that? And you're like,
well, I think
man.
It's embarrassing, too, because people find my golf balls all over the golf course and go, well, here's another one of Mike O'Mara. Yeah, there we go. But it's also, I've done it before, and it's a really, really terrific way to get your business out there because anybody that finds that ball takes a look at it and says, ooh, what's this?
But you know, until you're shooting...
All his balls are in the rough.
Yeah, until you're shooting in the double digits again, Mike, how about we do like some sort of charity for the blind golf ball so at least they know why it's in the rough or in the water.
I'll look into it, Mike, if that's really what you
He's
want.
He's got the shtick machine going today, doesn't he? You got the shtick machine. I was originally going to get Rob... vinyl. I want to thank Cappy for sending me a very nice email with some suggestions. But then when I got into the vinyl search, it was
you know what it is? It's daunting.
It's impossible.
It's daunting. There's so much and
there's
lack
too
of
much
organization.
Detail. There's no organization in there.
Speaking of Rob, because he's tough to shop for, right? So I was like, I got to get something Elvis related. I thought we had a winner in mind, and I'll tell you about it now.
Okay.
I'm glad we're talking about it. Where there is apparently a collectible where I think one of Elvis's barbers had locks of hair that he kept from Elvis.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I started bidding on this thing because I said, oh, my God, this is going to be huge. Like
Elvis's hair. Rob would love that. Frame it.
Right. That's great.
And it's framed, and it has a piece of Elvis's towel that he used on Elvis.
Oh, that would be so
and
awesome.
It's huge, right? And I'm sitting there bidding on this thing, and I'm like, and I'm on eBay because you can't find it on Amazon.
Right.
And I said, wow, this is a collectible. I was like, why isn't anyone else bidding on this? Like, this is all right. Like, we're in, like, the $150 range.
Sure.
And then I look as I'm bidding, because I was going to bid and just try to buy it, like, write the guy's name.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, this guy's in, like, Taiwan selling this.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so
they're not
fake.
Bidding on it because I'm going to get bamboozled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a total fake.
Do they? Did someone actually keep his hair?
There is the legend is that
the legend
is that the barber from his army haircut in 1958 kept his hair and that has been split up many, many times. But
so gross. So now, and incidentally, it wasn't the hair on his head. It was his other hair.
Yeah, that's why it was
curly.
It
was his hair down there.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna
that
get,
was how they did it in the Army back
so
then.
So the odds were I was going to order this.
Everybody got the guy. In those days, everybody that went in the United States Army got a Brazilian wax.
That's right. You know, for going through swamps and stuff.
Right.
I ended up getting you something I think you're going to love.
Oh, I love that.
But,
thank you.
But the odds were we're going to get not Elvis's hair, but Tuan's hair.
Yeah.
That was going to be like a replica or no present at all, depending on the overseas
replica
shipping.
Elvis hair.
Yes.
The only true, like, one-of-a-kind Elvis collectible that I have is I do have a cup that he drank from, a paper cup.
Is it real, though?
It is. It was from a limo driver that drove him from his Hampton Roads concert in 1974.
Where
went
do you
to college.
Have it?
I have it framed in the Elvis bathroom.
Yeah, but how do you know for sure?
Is he has an Elvis bathroom. I forgot about
it. Did someone
that.
Just give you a Dixie cup? And you're like, hey, man, this is the story behind this Dixie cup?
No, the limo driver's little sister went to college with me, and she had no reason to lie. She brought it up. And, I mean, when you have a 40-year-old looking paper cup, there's probably a reason it was kept.
Could you get it tested for DNA?
Probably
at this,
not
at this
because
late stage?
I've licked it too much. It's littered with my DNA.
That's
Mike.
Really sad.
There will be peace.
That's all you have authentic?
No. I mean, I have lots and lots of cool Elvis stuff, but that's the only thing that the man ever touched.
There's also another hot item on the block out there if you're an Elvis fan, where they have kind of what's the little settings that go underneath your tree? What are they called? It's a replica.
Like a nativity?
A nativity.
An Elvis nativity?
The little settings that go under your tree?
Yeah, where it's like Graceland.
Well, they don't go, you don't put the nativity scene under the tree.
I don't know, maybe they do in Bolivia.
In Latin America we do.
Yeah, take some space because there's no money for presents.
That's horrible.
They also blow up balloons and there's mirrors.
No, we have the nativity scene under the tree. I thought that's where everybody
put it. We called it a creche. Why is it called a creche?
I believe that's the French word for it. Look it up. Okay.
The presents go
you know what we have
down
at the O'Mara
scene.
House? We have the little nativity scene inside a snow globe.
Oh, that, really?
That's a music
box. Consolidated.
Too.
I like that.
We have a little nativity scene, just a three-piece deal. We don't got the animals.
But they have one for Elvis with Graceland, the pink Cadillac.
Oh, so then it's not a nativity scene. It's just like a setting of
and
Graceland.
Why are you saying nativity? Isn't it nativity?
Nativity.
Nativity.
Hey, let's look at the nativity and drink some champagne.
But come on now. We're going to have some eggnog. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this hacking thing with Sony because now it's reaching out into the general public. And I don't know. I'm getting a little pissed off at the whole thing. Not just the people that hacked Sony, but also the way we as a great terrified nation are reacting to it. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. Your season-long fantasy football league is winding down. Have you got a winner yet?
but
the one-week fantasy football leagues at FanDuel.com have never been bigger. Don't wait till next year. Play more fantasy football for real cash this season and do it at FanDuel.com. Why FanDuel.com? Because it's weekly, people. Let's say your team is falling apart. You don't have to wait until next season. FanDuel.com lets you start fresh every week and sets you up for immediate cash payouts. FanDuel pays out over $10 million every single week. Play for as little as a dollar with no upfront fees and no long-term commitment. And the money is real. First timer, you're in luck. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the mic, enter promo code TMOS, and you get a bonus of up to $200 on your first deposit. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just remember to enter TMOS at FanDuel.com. This offer ends soon, so sign up today.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
What you eating?
What you making?
Oh, boy.
Fruitcake.
All right.
What you baking?
All right, fruitcake. Time for our fruitcake giveaway. This is, what's it called, Rob?
It is the fruitcake sweepstakes, progressive sweepstakes prize pack.
In the event, we are seven for, are we eight for eight?
Today we will go eight for eight.
Today we'll be eight for eight.
And
maybe the way we've set this up that, you know, if you're not home, the person the next day gets two fruitcakes and you get bupkis. I'm going to tell you this, that we are 7-for-7 in our fruitcake giveaways where someone has either been at home or left it on their answering machine. Both are acceptable.
And speaking
very, very
of bupkis, happy Hanukkah.
Yes, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
To we might our as well Jewish say, yes. friends. Yes. Absolutely. Happy Hanukkah. Put on your yarmulke. We love Hanukkah. Have a happy, happy Hanukkah.
Look at you.
You love Adam Sandler.
Yes, I do. Hi, fellas. Here's the letter for the fruitcake. I've been listening to TMOS for years. It has brought me many laughs. I have been hearing about Rob's fruitcake every year and how great they are. That's for sure. I've never had any good fruitcake. My grandmother's was the worst. Sorry, Grandma. I want to try a great fruitcake because if I win, I'm going to run over to this girl's apartment that lives two doors down from me. I'm going to knock on her door and offer her to partake from this wonderful masterpiece. Not sure about the sentence structure there.
Well,
if all goes well, you guys will be responsible for me getting the girl of my dreams.
Look at
I love this letter.
Doing good with baked goods.
It's been too long, guys.
Oh.
Way too long.
Oh, dear.
Starting to go into the land of creepy.
Yeah.
Since I don't play tight end, I don't get that ass, as Santana would say, allegedly. So, help a fella out. Let your fruitcake be my Cupid's arrow. Very sincerely, Shiloh Cook and Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
This will be the first person not home.
Really?
That is my prediction.
But you know what, Mike? I will compliment you. You really did call the exact moment it turned creepy.
This is Grand Junction, Colorado. We're calling Shiloh Cook.
I think he's going to be okay.
He might be out at the pot dispensary.
He'll get this.
This is Shiloh. I'm not available. Leave your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh,
bingo! Dumbass letter. Dumbass letter. Yes, sir.
Whoa. Oh, Shiloh.
You're
you
screwed.
Suck.
You didn't say any fruitcake, Shiloh. Oh, you broke
man.
Our string.
Oh,
we were
Shiloh.
7 for 7, and you didn't leave fruitcake on your answering machine, and you weren't home.
Hey, guess who's not getting laid for Christmas?
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Shiloh. You blew it.
You know
you
what
had
happened?
The opportunity to get the fruitcake and go to your neighbor's place, and you blew it.
We got happy.
Yeah,
do I know listeners?
Happy.
Hey,
you
Rob,
know,
do I know? Do
you
I know
you've always been the best. You've always been the best.
I know how it works. It's duh. It's bad that, sentences. It's everything. It was everything about that.
He also wrote that ass, THAT. Instead of dat, DAT.
Know your slang.
Did it all
But, Mike, there is a silver lining. There is a silver lining. This means that tomorrow's winner gets 2 fruitcakes because it is a progressive fruitcake jackpot.
Doppel.
It is the progressive fruitcake, and I didn't think I'd be this disappointed.
I know.
But I knew Shiloh was going to punt it. I knew it. I knew he would. So anyway, you're screwed, so to hell with you.
It's like we got all dressed up. We thought we were going to get laid tonight.
I knew it. I knew the type of letter. I'm
going
to go down to the... I'm going to go down to the apartment, the whole blah, 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 you know, mediocre letter at best.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Merry
let me
Christmas.
Say this. Why, Merry Christmas,
by
Shiloh.
The way, why do we insult our listeners?
Yeah. We're bitter. We're bitter.
I don't, look, we had a string going.
For God's sakes.
Hey, believe me, people listening to this are on my team today.
Yeah.
They are on my team.
Someone's getting 2 now.
The fact is, tomorrow we will do that. Now, in the event that you're not going to be home, you have to leave something about the fruitcake on your answering machine,
that
or
you
are
can win.
S-O-L,
that's right. Shiloh could have won, but he's lazy.
That's what Shiloh. No, Shiloh doesn't think it through.
Mike, you know what it is? Go. It's Shiloh energy.
All right. Now we've gone too far.
That's Rob coming in after the body's on the ground. And kicking it again.
But warm holiday greetings to everyone in Colorado.
Yeah, Grand Junction, Colorado. Duh. But anyway, thank you very much. So let's move on to this whole Sony thing. Now,
yes.
I think I speak for a lot of Americans when, you know, we're a tabloid culture. Mm-hmm. We love to hear the scandals.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when it's not us, we sit quietly by and we accept this. Well, now we have moved into the subject of the American public where these hackers have threatened violence for theaters that show this, and we are caving in 1,000%. Now, the problem is, this is not a movie that would have been even on my top 40 list of going to see this year, so I have no intention of going to see this movie.
Don't you think that terrorists would want to target a place where there are people? You don't target the place that's showing this movie.
So
let
me bring the story up so I make sure that we get all the details on this. But the bottom line is, you know that computer hackers over the last few weeks have hacked the Sony Corporation, releasing sensitive emails, financial
movies,
information, all details about stars that have been released.
For the grace of God, Mike, you know that the Sony lot is where they shot King of Queens. And, I mean, if this had been hacked 5 years ago, you could have been in on it. You could have been there.
Oh, my God.
You
personal
shot
information,
on that lock.
Your emails.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me get this right here.
You didn't care.
No. Well, I was
it's
trying to
emails.
Find I'm trying to...
Send emails? I told Rob to tell everybody everything.
Electronic mails?
Yeah.
Yes. Call the director.
Rob, go to the set.
So one month on, and the consequences of the hack are still being experienced. Leaked documents have laid bare confidential personal information. November 22nd, there were signs that Sony's computer system had been hacked. Then it went on and on. The popular theory about this is that it's North Korea.
Yeah.
Right. Because the movie is about an assassination attempt on Kim Jong-un, mm-hmm. and that they're doing this.
And so who knew they had all this? I mean, look, to be fair, the last I heard of North Korea was that
King Jong-il, Mike. Yes. He's the king of North Korea.
Yeah, King. Kim was friends with Dennis Rodman, and then he went MIA, right?
Well, you know what could be? Right. Maybe North Korea has their own pony boy, and he's doing it.
Ah.
It's possible.
And then, two, while I appreciate all the information and all the cattiness from the Angelina Jolie camp and the Sony executives, mm-hmm. and the latest that I posted on Facebook at 2 in the morning about Alex Trebek saying no, he won't retape something.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's just that type of guy. I love him.
Yeah, that's in my news today, actually.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, good.
That's
good.
So
a real detail.
I right. like all of that, but on the outside looking in, this is corporate espionage, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is. It is corporate espionage, and I will tell you something. It's working. If their goal was to disrupt this, here's the very latest.
Okay.
This was earlier this morning. A source close to Sony Pictures confirms to National Public Radio that the New York premiere of The Interview, scheduled for Thursday, has been canceled by the theater that was to host the screening. Sony Pictures had earlier given theaters permission not to show the movie following threats against theaters by a group that allegedly hacked Sony's internal documents. That's according to Deadline.com. The studio has also withdrawn the film's stars, actors James Franco and Seth Rogen, from upcoming promotional appearances for
Frank
the movie. And, of course, we mentioned before, it's a comedy that centers on a plot to assassinate North Korea's leader. The report says Sony had withdrawn Franco and Rogen from doing media promotions for the film. The actors have been scheduled to appear at various events. Variety has confirmed the actors' withdrawal from upcoming media appearances, said they were still scheduled to appear at the New York premiere of the film, but now that's gone. Now you've got major theater chains that have pulled that from their theaters. This is really
scary.
Do you think Sony would be playing this way if the movie had a better buzz of being a better movie?
No.
I mean, no, this is
no
clearly
way.
They're
this
CYA.
Is, this is responding to the threat.
It's CYA. It's CYA. Even on the outside,
really?
Chance of something happening,
yeah.
they can't.
The group, for those of you that have been living in a cave, let me just update you. The group is called, the hackers are called, they're calling themselves the Guardians of Peace.
Right.
They hacked the studio's computer system, released its internal documents. This included personal details of employees, email correspondence of top studio executives, films, and scripts, the most famous one being the James Bond script that was leaked. Today, Guardians of Peace threatened theaters that plan to screen The Interview, saying, "The world will be full of fear. Remember the 11th of September, 2001. They're saying that the broken English in some of their correspondence would be indicative of this coming from North Korea, but nobody knows. And man, oh man, I mean, it's time. Are we going into a world now where it might be time to roll back all our little technology because we haven't been able to secure it?
No.
I mean, I was reading it seems like there are people that don't use the cloud because they don't trust it.
Right.
I don't trust it now.
Well, look,
I was hacked this year.
It's one thing if it's like a pair of celebrity cans out there, you know,
right.
Like that really does at the end of the day. It's an invasion of privacy, but it brings a lot of joy to certain individuals that might be in this room. But when... when it's financial and it hurts the economy and it's a business. So
well,
just
because
it's Hollywood, people entertain. But what if it was an American company? What if it was GM and things like this were happening?
There's a huge, huge line that can be drawn between Taylor Swift's breasts and
when did those come out?
And threatening the safety of people in a movie theater.
For the record, Taylor Swift doesn't have those pictures out. She's a closet.
She sent them directly to me.
The group has also released a promised Christmas gift of files on a France-based service called YOPmail, yopmail.com. Mm. That's according to the Associated Press. The Department of Homeland Security said at this time there is no credible intelligence to indicate an active plot against movie theaters within the United States. But the agency said it is analyzing the credibility of the threats.
Carmike Theaters pulled all their screenings.
Yep. All of them. Yep. All yes. of them. They pulled it.
That's the fourth largest theater company in the world.
While I may regret this, Pony is jumping out of his seat to say something, and this is sort of his bag.
Remember, broad strokes, my friend. Broad
well, the problem here is I don't even think that this is North Korea, and I think people have jumped on that conclusion without any evidence. And as a matter of fact, these
what,
guys...
are you a sympathizer?
Well, no, these guys put out a statement in lots of different languages, Korean... It was terribly written. It was broken
Who
Korean.
Do you think it is, Sleuth?
I would say Russia.
Sleuth.
I would say Russia.
Russia?
Mm-hmm. Ah. It fits the bill for them.
Still the enemy, Mike.
They have their own issues.
Well, you've got Sony, former Sony employees now suing the company for releasing their information. So Sony's getting it from all sides. And I just, I don't know. I think we're completely playing into the hands of these hackers, and we need to do two things. We either have to shut down some of our technology,
right,
because we can't secure it, or we need to be more effective in finding out who the bad guys are. I mean, where do you go with this? Because we don't know, and obviously nobody knows, and these threats aren't credible. What are they saying? They're going to send gunmen into these theaters to shoot people that are going to watch this movie?
The vagueness of it is the scary thing. Do you think that, Pony, I'm just curious because you know how this stuff works. Is it, in your mind, a foreign government? Could it be corporate? Could it be someone, and I'm just just guessing. What if it was someone from, like, MGM?
Oh my God.
Huh?
Oh my God. If it was someone from
Lionsgate.
MGM, this would be.
Yeah, Lionsgate. Oh. King World.
Yes.
You know, any one of those guys.
Dream Pony, have you been reading a lot about this?
Think of the way they've turned Sony on their ass.
So you've been reading a lot of this. Do you think there's any chance that could be inter-corporate espionage that's doing this?
It doesn't.
That'd be really.
It doesn't fit the bill.
I mean, that would be genius.
It would make a great movie.
Another sidebar, and we'll talk about this on Tech 401 coming up this week, where within the documents, you do see some of the corporate strategy where Sony was getting together with all the other production companies for a project called Project Goliath to go after Google. And how within Google you can search for torrents of all their movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were all going to.
Well, I think this changes the corporate culture immediately.
Oh,
as far as correspondence.
Yes,
the days of emails going back and forth are over.
No,
you go to meetings or you hand people documents.
Yeah, like you have to be spies within your own organization.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, this will change.
Or hire a fleet of pigeons.
But isn't that amazing that now because of this hacking now. We have to go backwards. Technologically, we have to go backwards. The only one way, you know, you're not, what are you going to trust somebody to secure your cyber world that you're going to? No, it's not going to work. I mean, Pony, where do you see this going?
That's exactly what I do for us. The problem with Sony is they are notorious for basically saying that they didn't give a rat's ass about security, that it was a waste of time, and that if somebody got into something, they wouldn't get all that much. But what they didn't realize was probably 2 years ago, somebody got into one server and spread through their whole company and took everything.
Yeah.
100 terabytes. That's huge.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Pony has got such a ranger right now.
I get
Pony,
so
I know you said it was released in a lot of languages. Don't you think that maybe they might be sophisticated enough that when they actually released it in different languages that they covered their trails by hacking up the North Korean speak, the Korean language? Because, I mean, who else would... You're talking about this particular movie being the linchpin for all of this. This movie about a plot to assassinate the North Korean leader. Don't you think that is pretty strong evidence?
It's a good indication, but for one thing, if it were North Korea, they would be able to post all of this stuff right away. And the reason they're breaking it up into chunks is because they have so much data that they just can't put it all up.
They can't put it in a USENet file?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't understand what you're saying. Why is that evidence that it's not North Korea?
Because they could post all of this stuff immediately.
Hold on. Well, no, you're not making sense. Why would they do that if they were... isn't it more powerful
by
releasing little bits? piecemeal. You got a big. You don't want to, you know, shoot your wad right away.
Thank you,
you
Mike.
Actually,
no one wants to do that.
That's right.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that. You want to actually release
pony
this
might.
Stuff piecemeal so that pony might. Don't you get that?
It just doesn't fit the MO from all the cases I've seen, and I read about a lot of cases.
He does.
And it just doesn't. They want to put it all out at once.
You would say they would drop everything where they go to NorthKorea.gov.
Yes,
and just
exactly.
put it all up.
No,
that's
they
how
would.
It would
they have their own servers, North and they Korea. Could put it all up.
All right, then let me ask you this: what do you think the prospects are for catching the bad guys that did this?
How do you catch a predator?
Well, you know what? You're never going to catch
them. Chris Hansen.
You're never going to catch
them. Here's 8 terabytes.
All right, two of the members of the cast are losing interest
they
in this.
Really
no.
Now.
But let's think about this. This is a new show. Right? So you're looking for a hacker.
Right.
But you're not looking for a kid toucher. You're looking for a hacker, right?
Right.
So instead of cookies, you have terabytes of information
on
the plate.
You have cookies. Actual internet cookies.
That's now
beautiful.
You're talking.
Yes.
That's it.
Leave the cookies out there.
How come you haven't cleared your cache?
All right, Pony, give me a percentage. What do you think the percentage is that they find out who did this?
You know, it doesn't matter if they find out because these guys are in a country where they're not going to be prosecuted anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
You just got to protect your ass.
Mike, it could be Canada.
You never know.
You always, Rob, you son of a bitch, don't blame my Canadian friends on this. Come on now. It's always Canada with you. We'll take a break when we come back. More on this with news you may not need right here on the Michael Harris Show.
Ah, the holidays. Fun time, family time, Santa time.
Oh, I'm going to stop talking like Orson Welles. It's Hanukkah time, Kwanzaa time, and a great time to take some time to subscribe to your 2015 TMOS bonus package. That's right. Ah, the French. Yes, folks, you can grab all of next year's great bonus content right now. Subscribe for a full year and you'll get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, plus access to the entire bonus show anthology at over 25% savings. It's the most bang for your TMOS entertainment buck. All the info is waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages, you bonehead. They make a great gift, even as a gift for yourself. The best kind of gift ever. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages. So get them and get ready to laugh all year long. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Christmas is next week. It's hard to believe. Only 8 days left to shop. But don't get your tinsel in a tangle. Forget the hideous crowds. All you need is Sherry's Berries. And I am here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I pay attention to my own commercials because not one, not two, but 3 packages of delicious Sherry's Berries went out to loved ones of mine yesterday and last night.
And if they didn't love you before, they're going to love you now.
Good man.
You can do the same thing. I really think this is the easiest go-to gift. Send giant delicious dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. That's more than a 40% savings. Plus, for our listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more.
Double.
It's real easy. You go to the website Sherry's Berries. You put in the TMOS code up in the upper right-hand corner, and it takes you right to the page where you get all those great deals. All you have to do is remember our code TMOS. They're amazing juicy strawberries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, decorated with nuts, chocolate chips, and the ever popular with Christmas coming next week, here's the only way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. And in my case, I doppled all my berries.
Attaboy.
Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the mic in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS, the perfect gift without the hassle. Remember, berries.com, click the microphone and type in TMOS. Pony, any chance we could get Sherry's Berries up on our website as a link?
You got it, Mike.
Thank you. Order them today, and we thank you.
Cheers.
Might have been good to have that a week ago.
Nah, they don't request it.
They don't? Okay,
no,
very good.
So, just to clarify.
Well, we mentioned it before in the segment earlier. Carmike Cinemas, as Oscar told you, has decided to cancel its planned showings of The Interview in the wake of threats against theatergoers by Sony hackers.
Are a West Coast chain? Because I've not heard of them until today.
I have no idea.
Carmike is in Pennsylvania. I know that for sure.
Okay.
Because when I would visit my sister, that's the theater we would go to.
Okay.
So it's across
good.
The country.
Very nice.
Sony Pictures Entertainment told theater owners on Tuesday it would be supportive of their individual decisions on whether or not to show the film, which is still set for a Christmas release. The late developments came just hours after the hackers released a data dump that they're calling a Christmas gift included in the latest breach. Emails from Sony Pictures co-chair and CEO Michael Lynton, as well as specific threats against patrons of the comedy, which depicts an assassination attempt against Kim Jong-un. So, as Pony said, and this depressed me, even if they find out who did it, we're probably not going
to
care because they can't do anything. How about some good news? You ready for some lighthearted
Mike,
good news?
For the holidays.
Elton John and his partner David Furnish plan to tie the knot for a second time.
Oh, wow.
Again?
Isn't that wonderful?
Double the marriages.
Double marriage.
The singer spokesman Gary Farrow said Wednesday that the weekend ceremony will be private, and they are doing this following the legalization of same-sex marriage in Britain. Well, good for them.
Good, and you know, he has got lots of time on his hands since he can't sing anymore.
Aww. Same-sex couples have been allowed to marry in Britain since March. Previously, gay couples could form civil partnerships, which carried the same legal status as marriage, but without the title.
Good for him, and you know what? Yes. An amazing, amazing talent, and I hope he lives out his years happily because he can't
Thank
sing
you, Jerry.
Anymore.
I have a feeling more than a few ladies are not going to like what I'm about to say.
Oh, ladies.
You'll probably never see any leaked nude photos of Sons of Anarchy star Charlie Hunnam.
Oh, forget it.
Man.
Yeah, he doesn't take them, Rob. Oh. He says, quote, "Now, would you like me to do the Jax Teller voice or the Charlie Hunnam voice?"
I'd like you to do Charlie in the Box. Okay.
All right. Well, dealer's choice. Thank you. Says, quote, "I love Apple products, but I don't use the cloud. I don't trust it. So you won't find any nude photos from me personally." But that doesn't mean he won't get naked. You just have to be lucky enough to catch him at the right moment. He says, quote, "It's much more likely that I'd be followed somewhere and had taken off all my clothes to jump in a pool of water on a hike or something. I'm not doing any home photo shoots." Okay, Charlie. We'll follow you up the mountain.
How about the phrase, jump in a pool of water?
Yeah, this guy is so scary outdoorsy. That's just what he does.
Yeah, that's his, you know, macho man.
I remember last August I saw Oscar frolicking on 34th Street in a puddle. So, you know, it happens.
Hey, guess what? This will brighten your Christmas. A 26th woman has come forward to accuse Bill Cosby of sexual assault.
Oh,
26,
God.
If you're 26. Counting. She claims the incident occurred in 2008, which means the statute of limitations has not run out.
Wow. Oh, this is the most recent, the most recently named accusation, right? 2008?
Her name is Chloe Goines, and she says Bill drugged her during a Playboy Mansion party when she was 18 years old. When she woke up, she was naked in a bedroom with Cosby licking her toes and taking care of himself.
Wow.
She asked him what was going on, and when he realized she was unconscious, he pulled up his pants and ran out of the room. She said she thinks Cosby accidentally woke her up by biting one of her toes.
Wow, that's just careless.
Not funny. Sorry. Goines says she never went to the police because she wanted to be a Playboy model and was afraid it would ruin her chances, but she says she's going to meet with the LAPD soon and give them a full report. This could be big.
Wait,
am I right?
And could so she's only 24
what
now,
year
right?
Is this?
2008.
And so if she was 18 then, she's 24 now.
What the
Yep.
heck? Can someone have a libido that's that rabid?
Wow. Yeah, pretty amazing.
I mean,
he's an old man now. Very strange.
Well, the Playboy Mansion is a very charged atmosphere.
Kathy Gifford revealed that she toured with Bill at his opening act for 2 years in the 70s. She never saw any evidence. Of course she didn't. Of things that are being alleged. Of course. Thanks, Kathy Lee. Thanks for chiming in. Yesterday on the Today Show, she admitted that he actually made a play for her. So Kathy Lee taking the safe route without incriminating him, but actually throwing herself in because she wants to make sure. You know,
I'm sorry.
This is pissing me off. She said, quote, "I will admit towards the very, very end of the last time I saw him, he did try to kiss me."
When was that?
I said, "No, who knows?" I said, "No, Bill, no, we're friends." And he said, "Okay, good night." And I said, "Good night." And I went to my room and he went to his room. She added, quote, "A lot of married men come on to single women, but once I said no, absolutely not, he respected it." All right, thanks, Kathy Lee. Thanks for getting your name into the fray, but really not contributing.
Yeah, and by
and
the
then,
way...
And then Hoda rolled up an expensive French magazine and hit her in the face.
But think about this. She couldn't... This is what sucks about Kathy Lee, and I never
Everything.
But I've never been, like, you know, I've never been passionate about hitting her until now. is that she wasn't brave enough to even mention this in passing when this first broke.
Right.
She waited.
She waited a month.
Right.
And then
she
sanitized it, safed it, which that's her whole career, Oscar.
You're
that's
right,
what
man.
She's done. And pissing me off for some reason. I don't know. Another leaked email from Sony, this time Alex Trebek. We're big fans, so we have to get this one. Apparently, a girl was upset because Alex told her she wouldn't make it to Final Jeopardy. The girl's mother bitched about it. This is one of those kids programs they have for Jeopardy.
Kids Week.
And they wanted Alex. The mother apparently bitched to corporate and wanted Alex to retape the segment where he told her to pound sand. He didn't like it, and this is his email. It says, quote, "You think I should retape the opening? I will. But I want to say that for 30 years I've defended our show against attacks inside and out. But it doesn't seem to operate both ways. When I'm vilified, corporate always seems to say don't say anything and it'll blow over, and I'm not feeling support from the producers, and that disappoints the crap out of me. If I'm making mistakes and saying things you don't like, maybe it's time for me to move on. It's not a threat, but I want to let you know how I'm feeling." Well, he's a big whiner anyway. I mean, we've heard
but you know what he did? He did handle it the exact way he does every episode.
Yeah,
I mean, he just did what he was told
to
do.
Yeah, and the girl looked upset, but they didn't show any more tape.
With all due respect to the little girl, it's, you know, it's Kids Week,
but
she stormed off the set because she couldn't play Final Jeopardy.
And then
maybe
the mother
she
bitched.
Answered a couple questions correct, she would have
exactly.
been there. Right?
And the mother bitched, and
we
they said,
all
you know,
win.
Retape the segment, screw
Look
you.
Look at Matt, for God's sake.
Really, the most uncomfortable moment, if you see the tape, is when she stormed off the set. Like, I just thought it was over the line when Johnny Gilbert called her a bitch on wheels.
Hey, look at the little bitch run. All right. Anyway, sorry. That's horrible.
Johnny
I take
Gilbert.
That back. It's a kid. I don't talk about kids on the show. And now a little something something. Colcord, Oklahoma is the 247th largest city in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's great.
But it might be number one in terms of political drama.
Ooh.
Lyndon Woodruff is the chief of the Colcord Police Department. He was out drinking on Saturday night and then decided to drive his police cruiser home when he was drunk. One of the people he was out with was city council member. His name was Cody Gibby.
Hey, Cody Gibby!
When Cody tried to stop Lyndon from driving away, Lyndon tried to run him over.
This is the chief of police.
Yes, the chief of police. He missed. And he was pulled over by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. Lyndon was arrested for drunk driving, and it turns out this is his third drunk driving arrest in the past 10 years.
That seems like too many to me.
Yeah. This time, he's also facing a felony charge for assault with a deadly weapon. Maybe that will be enough to get him demoted from police chief. They asked Lender if this was different than the last time, and you know what he said?
What?
It's entirely different. I'm sorry. Based on the Colonel Sanders bit, a little throwaway funny. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault. Most folks.
Crispy.
We'll come back with Rob Spiewak and the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey there, I'm Gary Stein.
You don't really speak that high, Gary.
Okay, thank God.
Louis Anderson's on the show this week.
I know, I love Louis Anderson.
He's one of my favorite comedians of all time.
He's a great guy and he's very revealing.
Yep, he is. So join us for this week's edition of the show. You can hear it at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
If you haven't had an opportunity to check that out, I urge you, check out the Tony Perkins Show with Gary Stein. They got great guests on a weekly basis. It's a lot of fun. And we love it. It is really our favorite show on the network.
Can't miss.
Great episode this week with Louis Anderson talking about being on The Tonight Show.
Oh,
great stuff. Really cool.
Awesome stuff. Welcome back to the show brought to you by Mangrape. Attention, hear ye. Listen up, all grill masters. Oscar Santana spent the entire day yesterday at the Mangrape headquarters making Mangrapes for Christmas and for you.
He was smelting.
Stacking grates. stacking and labeling.
And they're heavy because they're 100% cast iron grill grates. They sit right on top of the existing grates. Weighing in at 8 pounds each, Mangrapes ensures tender meat with no flare-ups and perfect sear marks, plus steakhouse-quality flavor every time. Take advantage of Mike O'Mara Show holiday specials right now and get the Mangrape for just $19.99.
Get
just
on
enter
it.
TMOS at checkout, plus for a limited time, order four and you get the fourth one free. Actually, if you order three, you get that one free, right?
No, you have to order four, and then the fourth is free.
Yeah, within the card.
So you order four, you don't order
right
three,
off.
And they'll just throw that in there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
so order four.
Got it. 100% cast iron, made in the USA in the 1999 special. And order four, and you'll get the fourth one free by using coupon code TMOS. That's the Man Great. Happy grilling, Woo! Everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, December 16, 2014, Rob Spiegel.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday, the
17th. Wednesday, dumbass.
It's my Uncle Dana's birthday. Come on.
You know, it's not that I have lots of stuff around here. It's just getting crazy.
The holidays. Plus, you should be on vacation right now.
I should. God damn it.
But you know what, Mike?
It's all right. Friday's the last day.
What do I always tell you?
It's next week.
Right.
I haven't met. We haven't had the meeting yet. Go ahead, Rob.
Mike, I just wanted to tell you, every day is a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Did you do what I did yesterday? Did you spend the whole day watching C-SPAN?
I always do. Yeah.
They had on brothers. Their name are Brad and Dallas Woodhouse. Mm. And they've written a book. One is a Democrat, one is a Republican, and they love to fight. So on C-SPAN, they're lazy. They go to the phones. And you know who calls unscreened? Their mom.
Oh, boy. Mm.
Their mom is sick of them fighting.
Let's go to Joy. Go to Joy in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good
morning. Hey, somebody from down south.
Well, you're right. I'm from down south.
Oh, God, it's mom.
And I'm your mother. And I disagree that all families are like ours. I don't know many families that are fighting at Thanksgiving.
Is this really your mother?
No, you're my mom.
I was very glad that this Thanksgiving was a year that you two were supposed to go to your in-laws. Oh. And I'm hoping you'll have some of this out of your system when you come here for Christmas.
Yeah, we were really not together this Thanksgiving. We are most years.
It's Thanksgiving, Mike. But
Thanksgiving.
You know, Ma will always call up and yell at ye.
So they do a point-counterpoint show, right? And they fight all the time.
But
that's
apparently
hysterical.
The mom hates it.
The thing is, though, I also don't think... I don't think it's fake. I don't think it's fake. It's mom sounds too real.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. And
by the way, hey, note to my mom, and I just want to, I know you guys said, you heard me give her a little shout out. I believe she's coming home this week. So we're very, very happy
for Christmas. That's
she's getting out of her little hospital room, and we're very happy about that.
You want to hear someone who doesn't sound motivated to do his job? Are you familiar with the name, if I say Brian Mills? Do you know who that is?
No.
That's Liam Neeson's character from Taken.
Ooh.
And as they prepare for Taken 3, they've done a contest with LinkedIn. And if you and by the way, the worst thing I've ever done in my life is sign up for LinkedIn. I have spent hours trying to get out of LinkedIn.
It's not for us.
No, it's certainly not for
not
us.
Not DJs. Right.
But the thing is that if you win this contest, Liam Neeson will endorse your LinkedIn account. So here he is doing the guy from Taken, but sounding like he doesn't care.
Hello, my name is Brian Mills. My colleagues and I have acquired a very particular set of skills from decades of hands-on experience. Skills such as contract negotiations.
I need you to be focused.
International relations.
Mike, they should have hired you to do it. You would have done so much better.
Multi-party conflict resolution. And the recovery of valuable assets.
So if you want to throw your life away and sign up for LinkedIn, you can enter that contract.
Yeah, what a gimmick, huh?
Hey, I want a LinkedIn with you. I want your endorsement.
And stop fighting for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Now, Family Feud, I know you and I are fans of Steve Harvey.
Yes.
They had
on that show. I don't like his regular show, but I like
the Steve Harvey
Family
chat
Feud.
Show.
I think he's perfect for Family Feud.
Family Feud is great. This is from a couple days ago. They had a family on. This guy is asked a question. He's an older, heavy-set white guy.
Mm.
And this is his answer. The funniest thing is after he gives it, his wife literally gives him a high five.
Gene, name something that has to be licked.
Just because I want to make sure this is good. Name something that has to be licked. Okay? Yeah.
Very Thank good.
You. Yeah. Gene, name something that has to be licked.
All right. A woman.
You didn't miss
Miss Debbie,
that.
Did you just turn around and high five, Gene? A woman!
Oh, not on the board. Not on the board. Maybe should have said ice cream cone.
They're getting better, too, because they know how to write for him now.
Yes.
And you're getting more and more and more of those and more power to him. Good job.
Is there any funnier piece of conveyance, any funnier vehicle than a Zamboni? No, it's the funniest, right? Mm-hmm.
Do you mean as far as the ice clearing machine?
Yeah, it's just a funny, it's a funny word. It's
the
a
Zamboni.
Funny, well, at the Wisconsin Dells.
You know, I look at the Zamboni a little differently than you do because the Zamboni for me represented an upgrade. Let me explain.
Okay.
Okay. My home rink in Glastonbury, Connecticut, we had the second tier, the lower rent Zamboni. Would you like to know the name of the product?
Was it also an Italian name?
No, it was not.
What was it?
It was called a tenant.
Oh.
And the tenant was gas operated. And it took longer to do the ice.
Well, like a lawnmower?
And when we got a Zamboni, it was a big deal. So,
sure.
But I know Rob has always just liked the name Zamboni.
I like Zamboni. Yeah, it's a funny, right. Very slow-moving vehicle. Mm-hmm. And at the Dells Ducks of Wisconsin, Mike, they didn't realize that the Zamboni was broken and putting out carbon monoxide.
Oh, no.
81 people made sick at a hockey game this week.
Oh, no.
Yep, it's true.
Game started, everything seemed to be okay. We had some guys that have been sick, so we just kind of thought that, it was a bug was kind of spread through for some guys.
Headache, nausea, vomiting, dizziness. I believe one person actually lost consciousness briefly. We saw 41 patients in about an hour. They all checked in within an hour. The good thing about this is that a lot of people got sick all at once, and so it was recognized quickly and the exposure was pretty limited. But yeah, this is a potentially fatal, kind of poisoning.
I guess we should all be thankful that we noticed it when we did and got out of there when we did.
Who thought 81 people would be at a Dells game? That's the thing that surprised me.
Very scary.
And Mike, I know you have a story that you could tell us about tanning beds, but tanning beds, not always good.
Health officials are reporting that thousands of Americans, thousands, have been sent to the ER due to injuries from tanning beds. The report appeared in the Journal of Stories That Make Black People Laugh.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
We got to get out of here. I want to remind everybody, here's a great Christmas gift for the TMOS fan in your life. How about our bonus package?
Woo!
Subscribe now to the 2015 TMOS bonus package. Yes, folks, grab all of next year's great bonus content right now. Full access to the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, plus access to the entire bonus show anthology at over 25% savings.
Jukebox money.
Jukebox money, so bring your jukebox money. All the info waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. Can't miss it. They make a great gift, even as a gift for yourself. TMOS bonus packages, so go get them and get ready to laugh all year long. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.